Karen Duren, you are putting yourself up for election in the Edinburgh Council by-election this week. So how do you think your campaign is going?
I think I've been very fortunate that I know the area very well. But not only do I know the area, I have knocked on doors every single day. Apart from a brief interlude where I went to a family wedding, I have been on the doors since I was selected every single day. I've been into every area. So I know the area incredibly well, and I certainly think I've got a great deal to offer.
And you've lived in Edinburgh all your life?
All my life, and in the constituency for a lot of my life. The main items are the basic living standards of people. With going round the doors, you're not only speaking to people, but you're seeing how they live. They're seeing the things that are happening in their street. People have raised the same thing over and over again, and it's things like rubbish. We were canvassing in the Drummond place, Scotland Street area, and just as people had put their buckets out, because they'd been told to put their buckets out at 6:45, it was part of this experiment they were doing. Unfortunately, because of the problems, most of the time the buckets weren't getting picked up, or they were getting picked up an hour and a half later, 2 hours later. And as we were going around, the seagull started attacking the bags. One seagull had its eye on this one bag, dragged it across the pavement, and ripped it to shreds in front of us.
What do you think the council should do about it, then?
They should sort out the problems. I mean, it's over 2 years now that they've been in dispute with the bin men, who don't earn the best wage in the world at the best of times, and to for a possibility for their salaries to go down even more. And some of them are saying by even £3,000 a year. It's an enormous amount of money. I don't know anybody that would want to lose £3,000 off their salary a year. So speak to them and try and solve this problem. Don't be throwing away millions on bringing in private companies to do the bins. And I think that they're talking about actually privatising the service. Well, if what we're seeing at the moment is part of this privatisation, it's horrific.
But it doesn't seem to be very uniform across the city, that's part.
No uniform across the city. Speak to the residents in Broughton Street. They're just getting to sleep after the revellers are leaving bars at 1 o'clock in the morning and urinating in their stairs and making an awful noise. They get to sleep, and at 3 o'clock the bin men arrive and start acting in bins. What chance have they ever to live any kind of normal life? If they're getting bins emptied at 3 in the morning, it's not quiet.
Karen, you've worked as an office manager for Malcolm Chisholm and Mark Lazarevic, so you're Labour, you're well known to most people who would vote Labour. Mm-hmm. At any level in the city. And why do you think it is, what is it about Labour that attracts you, and what is it you think you can do for the city from a Labour standpoint?
I'm a socialist, I've always been a socialist. My grandfather was a socialist and I'm a miner. My family are all in politics. My brother's an MP, my sister-in-law's an MP, my sister was the councillor for the Broughton area for years. My father was a janitor at Drummond High School. So the city centre ward is very close to my heart. I went to Tollcross Primary, James Gillespie's, was brought up in Tollcross. We lived in Drummond, in the schoolhouse in Cochrane Terrace. It was my father that used to keep the gate open for the stairs to be used, in his own time, by the way. Every night he would go out and lock them at 12 when, they were supposed to be closed early doors, but he kept them open for people to use them. I think I can bring my personal experience, and I'm quite a down-to-earth kind of person, and I think people who know me know that when I speak I'm telling, the truth, and people know what they see is what they get, basically.
Okay.
They know I'm truthful with them, and what I'm seeing in the city centre is not pleasant.
And what do you think, here we are a couple of days before the by-election, which is happening bang in the middle of the festival too.
Yes, I know.
and what do you think, your final message might be to potential voters?
To tell them that I will genuinely be there for them. I have went to their doorsteps and I've listened to what they had to say. And I think the most important thing about people is that they've got a right to live in an area that's clean and safe, and who's got a representative that actually cares about what they're saying, and who's going to their doorsteps to listen to what they're saying, and I will continue to do that. I have personally promised people, if elected, and hopefully I will be back on their doorsteps and speaking to them and trying to resolve some of the issues that's really important to them.
OK, Okay, thank you very much, Karen Doran, and good luck on Thursday.